Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
All right, Flyover family, do you ever feel sometimes, like the 2020 election was like, this is like 20 years ago.
Oh, man. Like, it's like dog years.
Do you remember the era when Trump was in and that going on? And then you think back like before that.
Yeah.
Like those things seem like every year is like dog years. You know, look back and you've learned so much. You've seen these documentaries and you watch this, Fall Cabal, this and that. Mm-hmm. You see Out of Shadows. Then you look at Libs of TikTok on a daily basis and you're like, what is going on? You
know, how could this be happening?
With the world. And then you get together and like your cousin comes over. And I saw a meme on Facebook or something the other day. And it's like, New World Order coming, you know, it's like, you know, we will make you eat some bugs and all this. And then there's your cousin. She's like, oh, things are great.
Taking a selfie. Like,
hey, selfie, what's going on? Standing on the train tracks with the New World Order coming at them at 120 miles an hour, blowing the horn. And they're like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. So, you look at that. So I feel like this show sometimes is just a way for us to kind of come together. And it's like, let's just have a conversation and just kind of make fun of and just embrace some of the jackassery that's going on. I hope in 198 days or whatever that things, you know, take a major turn to go the other way. But in the meantime, sometimes you just got to like take the jackassery, pick it up and magnify it and be like, oh my gosh. All right. Mm-hmm. So we kind of circle the wagon as a family here. Nobody can point out jackassery better than the author of The Great Reset versus The Great Awakening, Mr. Clay Clark.
Yeah.
Welcome, guys. I appreciate you allowing me to be here with you.
Clay, did you see that meme?
The meme that you showed on your the intro?
Yes.
The one where she was taking a selfie while the train's coming?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually, to go down that analogy real quick here, when this was all happening, this is before I met you guys, I got on the phone with a mentor in my life, longtime friend of mine, very successful guy. And I said, hey, I'm not shutting my companies down. I know the models that said 2.2 million people would die are false. I know that. I know the PCR tests are false. This is all pre-lockdown, by the way. I know the treatments are real, that being hydroxychloroquine at the time. This is before ivermectin and before budesonide. And I said, I'm keeping my businesses open. What say you? And Dr. Zellner and I got on the phone and he says, yeah, I'm keeping my business open too. And by the way, I'm paraphrasing, but he says, it doesn't make a lot of sense to kill your business to save yourself from the flu.
Correct.
And he just said it like top of his, he said, it doesn't make any sense to kill your business to save yourself from the flu. And he said it so succinctly. And so I said, what did you say? He goes, this makes zero sense. I mean, anybody out there that would shut their business down to hide from a virus that's less lethal than the flu, this is before the lockdowns, it just shows a certain amount of jackassery that our culture has in it right now. Mm-hmm. And I felt like that. I mean, as we were talking, the analogy emerged in the conversation. He's like, I feel like everybody's laying on a train track saying, we got one way we can protect ourselves from the train is to just lay on this. And they're going, you probably should move while you're having this debate. Mm-hmm. About, you could have a different place from which to negotiate the accidents caused by trains. Why don't you, talk about train accidents off the tracks? No, we're going to stop train accidents. And you're just laying on the railroad tracks as the train's coming. And I thought, what a beautiful example. And Z was just like, I don't know about you, but I'm getting off the train. Meanwhile, people are on the tracks debating about the safety of trains, or figuratively speaking.
It's so true. And Clay, you're somebody that every week that we talk to you, you're always introducing things that, okay, this is going on in the world today, because you do a ton of studying. You get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, you study for several hours preparing for the day, and you're always bringing new things. You were the first one that we ever heard about PCR tests, everything that's going on, but you're constantly introducing things.
I didn't even know Carrie Mulch was.
No, exactly. And so what is going on new? That's why we have you on every week, because I think it's important. We have these conversations, but we want the Flyover family to know as well. What are some new things that are going on right now in our world?
Yeah, well, let me walk you through real quick. Tucker Carlson, I think, stole my mindset. This is what I say virtually every day to anyone who asks. So I'm going to hit play here. This is Tucker Carlson with Joe Rogan. I love what Tucker said, because this is exactly how I feel. Everybody out there is going to react differently to this clip, but then we'll get into the facts. Here we go.
Probably wouldn't have chosen to be born at the time I was. I'd much rather sort of reach maturity in 1955.
Really?
You know,
Well, I don't know. I don't get to choose. You know, I don't like drama. I don't like change. Like I'm.
But there was drama and change back then.
There was, but people didn't recognize. Well, if there was a Cold War, of course, there was a Korean War. Okay, but people didn't see it
in their face.
Right in the right. way. I don't think.
Wouldn't you rather know?
And for me, I would rather not know. Like for me, I'd rather just go through oblivious. I would have been. I agree with what he just said. He said he wish he would have. He wish he would have reached his peak maturity in the 50s. I agree. I mean, some my wife says this is the most exciting time to be alive. To me, I'm going. This is awful. I get it all. So that being said, everyone's going to react to these facts differently. But what I find is that some people, you know, react to the facts. And their opinion is to hide from the facts. Other people charge into the facts. We all react differently. My wife describes this as the most exciting times to be alive. I describe these to be, I mean, I really had a great business going, great things, and then all this great reset happened.
Yeah.
And really, like today, when we hop off our show, I get to go sit with attorneys from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. to discuss legal strategy related to an ongoing lawsuit, you know, the tour is being sued for defamation that's been going on for what seems like, 3 years?
Yeah.
And the person who's suing me for defamation, I'm going to pull this up on the screen and then we'll get into the news of the day. But the person who is suing me for defamation, this might be old news for people, but I just want you to know, you get sued and you hear about it. It's like, oh, this guy's getting sued. And you assume because they don't bring it up every day that it's done, but it's not. It's every single day. It's Groundhog Day. Same legal bill, same conversation. But anyway, so I'm being sued for defamation by the former director of strategy and security for Dominion, because this is the one who's in charge of the votes for everybody watching today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody watching, the guy in control of your votes and where they go is this guy, Eric Coomer, who I'm not supposed to talk about, but I do. And during his defamation, during his deposition, this video right here, at the 2-hour and 53-minute mark, he says, only an absolute effing idiot could ever vote for that windbag fascist racist F, referring to conservatives. This is the guy in charge of our elections. We continue. 3 hours and 10 minutes, he advocates for pigs for the slaughter. Of course, he says it was satire on social media. At 3 hours and 13 minutes, he admits, yeah, I did post on social media, F the USA, but it was satire. Oh, that's hilarious. Ha ha. Okay. Funny guy. He says at the 1-hour and 42-minute mark, Dave, he says, I once was a skinhead. Okay. Well, you admit that you were a skinhead? Yeah. Says the guy in charge of your elections. Whose elections? Our election. So we could get all fired up about getting out. But this was the guy in charge. We continue. At the 1-hour and 43-minute mark, he's on a roll here. He says, I admit I once was a cocaine addict. What? And then he goes on to say, yeah, I was previously an addict of heroin as well. I mean, wow, you're on fire here, buddy. And imagine this guy was interviewing for a job to work to manage a lemonade stand. No, you wouldn't hire him. Then he goes on during a New York Times interview, 2004. And he says, yeah, I am on the verge of bankruptcy. He did lose his marriage. He ended up in jail after being charged with several counts of driving under the influence. And he admits this. He goes on to say he did post these things about Antifa, but he said that was satire. It might seem like I was in favor of them, but it's satire. Now, then after that, he runs a moving vehicle into a parked building. And then he lies to police that are wearing a body cam. And he's suing me for defamation. So just like women and men, they exist. There's two genders. You know, men can't become women. Women can't become men. It's obviously a perversion of terms and facts to think they can. We are now in a culture where a man who defames himself every day by just doing what he normally does. The word defamation means the action of damaging the good reputation of someone. Slander. He's suing me for that. And he admits that everything that was said about him is true. It is absolutely wild. And so I say that because that's going to just tee up the whole thing we're talking about. Okay. So here we go. It's this world where what's good is being called bad and what's bad is being called good. I'll pull up the Bible verses in a minute, but the Bible prophesied that would happen. So this first clip here is in America right now, our current foreign policy is we are now going to take the money from Russia. This is our current foreign policy. Let me hit play. Let's just see how that's going to turn out. Here we go, folks.
Now that the West, thanks to the United States initiative, is moving forward with confiscating Russian sovereign assets held in foreign banks, the entire world is going to push for de-dollarization. Why? Well, because they understand that if their foreign policy is not aligned with that of the West, they will be sanctioned too, and they will be treated in a similar manner, if not worse. The US dollar is a weapon that nobody will want. It has already become a foreign policy tool, which is precisely why foreign central banks are stockpiling gold month after month for years. The US House of Representatives voted in favor of confiscating, or stealing, I should say, Russian frozen assets.
Okay, so I just want to make sure we're getting this idea here. Speaking of a tool, I think Mike Johnson is a tool. Okay, we continue. Isaiah 5:20, it says here, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So currently, right now, America's government is going to seize the money from Russia, aka steal, as a foreign policy tool. We're going to steal the money from Russia. Dave, how do you think that's going to work out when Russia's already talking about using a new currency?
Well, there's a lot of things happen at once. One thing that's not highly publicized is Russia's military is currently 15% bigger than it was the day they invaded Ukraine. Think about that for a moment. So they're thriving. Their economy, they can't get cheese from us. They buy, cheese from China. They just moved around. We blocked them out of the SWIFT system. So they partnered with China's electronic funds system. Our vice president goes to a press conference there and says, hey, we want Ukraine as a part of NATO. There was no applications for, nobody wanted Ukraine to be a part of NATO. And Russia says, nope. if you insinuate that, then we're going to invade them and cause a war. So she goes there and be's like, NATO, basically, it's like walking into a biker bar and saying something bad about that. So she caused that issue. So every step along this way has been initiated by right. the Biden administration to lead us into a war. And so then what do you do? I mean, I've never seen a movie, not a Denzel Washington movie, not anything else, where you steal billions of dollars in gold from the Russians and they take it with a smile. You know, there was a MMA fighter that took place the other day. He kicked the ring girl in the butt and said something, about, so at the end of the fight in Russia, a bunch of guys just on the street beat the guy up. They take these things seriously. Mm-hmm. They don't use pronouns, this kind of stuff. They are very serious people. We're being led by unserious people. So if we've not provoked them into a big enough war at this point, let's steal a few billion dollars with their gold. And then how about this? We take it and we actually give it to their enemy. We take it and we give it to Ukraine.
So if you think about it, I'm going to get through 10 facts today. I just want to make sure we're getting this idea. We are stealing money from other countries as our official foreign policy tool. And I said it again, I'll say it more succinctly. I believe our current Speaker of the House is a tool.
Do you think he's been compromised? Do you think he's been blackmailed? Do you think that he actually has always been that way and we just didn't know?
It's a kind of change face. If I went to Tulsa to hang out with you and the conference was all about being woke and pro-trans.
What happened to Clay?
And there's going
to
be no meat for the lunch. We're only going to eat kale. I'd be like, what happened to Clay?
Mike Johnson is a foreign policy tool. He is a foreign policy tool. People need to know that idea. That's what be just super clear is when before I met you guys, I thought, Dr. Zellner and I, we're going to go meet with governors, mayors, congressmen, whatever. And I'm not going to get myself sued on today's show. So we thought we would go meet them and I'll bring the doctors. I'll bring Meehan. I'll bring Richard Bartlett. I'll bring Sherwood. And what I found, and I don't want to discourage anybody out there. I want everybody out there to know Jesus is real. God is real too, but this is a true story. So in America today, primarily in the Midwestern states where we met with a lot of the, governors and lieutenant governors and people, what they would do is when we'd meet them, we'd present them with the facts. The facts were models are false, PCR tests are false, treatments are real. By the way, Hebrews 10:25 tells us not to forsake the gathering and we have a First Amendment right to gather. Boom. They're good. And we had a lot of facts. They would all say, well, guys, I'll tell you what, can you bring in some pastors? This is how they talk. Could you all bring in some pastors from, come on in and pray, lay hands on us, because we're dealing with a lot of pressure. And then they would say, well, we will never do a lockdown. And they would pray for hours, Dave. hours, Dave. I'm talking about speaking in tongues, praise and worship, the whole thing, and then the next week they would do a lockdown. Mm. And they would go, well, Clay, I'll tell you what, we would never do a mask mandate. What information do you have? We'd meet them. Facts. Model for false. PCR tests are false. Treatments are real. Hebrews 10:25 tells us not to forsake the gathering. First Amendment right to gather. I'll tell you what, we'd never do a mask. Let's go ahead and pray it up. We're just a spiritual attack. And they did it. And so I want people to understand that you have completely corrupt governors, mayors, congressmen that are leading the way. So fact number one is you have stealing Russia's money is happening right now. That's fact number one. Fact number two, I put up on my screen to my left here, Russia and China, as of yesterday, they just announced that they have basically completely eliminated the U.S. dollar from any trade those two have. Now, so they no longer need the U.S. dollar. So the biggest two countries in the world, in terms of land mass and population, they no longer need and are using the dollar at all. So just so we're clear, we're stealing Russia's money. Point number two, just so we're clear, Russia and China, they are saying they no longer need to use the U.S. dollar at all. Mm. And you say, well, that doesn't seem very good. Well, no, it's not very good. And so let's go back to this. I want people to really understand this idea. So now you're going to start to see that artificial intelligence is going to be introduced as the only way to solve these problems. You're going to start to see that artificial intelligence will be introduced as the only way to solve these problems. Listen to this, folks.
Yeah. Even my friends, they were telling me how to edit my show. They're like, you should edit that. No one's going to listen to 3 hours. I'm like, then don't listen. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I'm not making any money doing this. It was just for fun.
I love that.
It was just fun for years and years. I did it just with no money. There was no money in it forever.
What year, like how many years in did it start to pay for itself?
5.
That's a long time.
Yeah, long time.
Now, if you were to listen to algorithms, he should make his show as short as possible. But he decided, no, I want to do a 3-hour show, long format show. It's the biggest show in America right now. And again, he's telling you that despite what algorithms would say, people always tell me, you know, the algorithms say if you do basically a 9-minute show, you'll get more views. Joe Rogan's doing a 3-hour show. You know, the algorithm would say 5 years in, you're not making money. He knew that he was supposed to keep doing the show. These are all things that would not exist if the world was run by algorithms. Now, listen to what Tucker says here.
It took a while. I mean, it was probably existing. Yeah, but about 5 years in, then it started making money. And then it was like, oh, this is a business. I remember very clearly I was on stage once in Chicago. I was doing the Chicago theater and I had this story that I was going to tell. I'm like, how many people listen to the podcast? And there's 3,700 people in the place and they went nuts. It was like, yeah. And I was like, oh. Like, I thought there was this like thing that I'm doing where, you know, a few people are paying attention. I don't even know I never even knew what the numbers were. I didn't even care.
The machines that they build did not make the universe and did not make people. People made the machines.
Right.
So I would say the part I agree with is there's a spiritual component here for sure. People will worship AI as a god. AI, Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad. And we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Right.
Machines are.
Okay. So fact number three, Tucker Carlson's talking about it. You've all know Harari's talking about it. Stacey, you know, people are beginning to turn over their authority to AI. So I'm watching this and I'll just give you 5 quick examples from my own office right now. One particular young man, I found out that he's using an algorithm for dating. So instead of like meeting people, it's like a suggested algorithm of who we should date. That's a thing. I got another person in my office. I found out that their music they listen to is based upon what Spotify recommends for them. They don't actually know what they like. They just put in what they think they like and they don't actually think about them. I could imagine living like that. Another employee of ours is very, very excited right now that Tesla just announced that every single Tesla vehicle on the road can now become a full self-driving car now.
Mm.
They're gonna flip the switch in every single car. This employee is very excited about this. Another true thing, Colton, who is your son and producer of the show, co-producer with you guys, he can relate to this. Colton, he won't say which person this is, but I got a client that uses AI to pay his bills. The problem is it's paying the same vendors twice and not paying me.
Oh, no. So
it's literally paying his bills the wrong vendors. He's delegated his accounting to them. And then I got another guy in our office who has delegated his entire, these are just my office. This is real stuff. Who has now delegated the idea of writing anything to AI. And we've had multiple interventions because he's just using AI to write. And the conversation came up because we have a longtime client of mine that says, hey, I'm thinking about using AI to write my book so it won't take me as long. And I said, what? And he goes, well, I use an AI to read books for me. Listen to this. Client says, I'm thinking about using AI to write a book for me. And I go, what? And he goes, well, I already use AI to read books for me and to summarize it. And he says, what do you think? And I said, I think I'm the only person thinking. Think about that. So again, then one of my employees just chimed in. They're like, well, that's how I read books. Like, what do you do? So there are now programs that summarize the book and give you a 3-minute synopsis of a 600-page book. And people are now, so they're trusting it with their car. They're trusting it with their dating. They're trusting it with their accounting. I mean, Stacey, I would love to get your reaction to that. I'm seeing people turn over their authority to AI.
Well, it's interesting because a major concern now is also the rewriting of the Bible with AI.
Sure.
And you look around a church service. If you go to a church service in person, you look around, most people don't carry Bibles anymore. If they say, pull out your Bible, they're going to pull out their phone. Even pastors now are using iPads, you know, for their Bible. So they don't even have a physical Bible. It would not take much to tweak this, tweak that. And most people would not even know, completely rewritten by AI. That is a major, major concern. There's no doubt about it.
100% correct. Now, this is point number four. You've all know Harari is beginning to say at scale that he's the one developing all AI.
Imagine the politician you most fear in the world. Focus on them. And now ask, what might that politician do with the technologies, with the tools that I am developing? The ability to biologically engineer human beings changes the most basic rules of history. A future Hitler might re-engineer our bodies, brains, and minds.
Okay, so you're seeing that right now. You're seeing this idea. Yuval, you know, Dave, he's now saying out loud that he's creating the AI technology.
Wow.
Well, I know that the people of influence that area hail him as like the prophet. He's like, he's the one that sits at the head of the table in a lot of these conversations.
And like Obama and Klaus Schwab and, I mean, people that would be a major influence in our world hail him as the prophet.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't need to know a whole lot about you. If you made a list of the top three people that have the most influence over you, like, I wouldn't even need to have dinner with you. Like, tell me those three people. Mm-hmm. Tell me those five people. Tell me that one person. I'd be like, okay. Even if I like a lot of the fruit in your life, I'm like, the trajectory of his life based on the inputs he values is going to end up in a whole different place. So I look at what's your data inputs and the people who have their hands on the levers of power in the World Economic Forum and a lot of Bill nations Gates. Of the world who has developed, you know, the future leaders programs. He's a loud voice in their world.
Mm-hmm. Now, next fact I want to share is the satanic agenda is now being put on display. Now, this is all happening. So at the Coachella conference, this is Grimes, the Coachella concert. This is Grimes. And if we put up on the screen here, this is the woman who produced Kids with Elon Musk. And people always say, how did they meet? They met because she was a big fan of this thing called the Basilisk Rocco theory. And the basilisk is called the Basilisk Rocco theory or the Rocco Basilisk theory. It's a theory where humans will make machines and the machines will kill all the humans. And she's a fan of that. That's her. She's excited about it. And so she made a music video about that idea. And that's how she met Elon Musk. So Elon Musk also agreed with the theory. And they agreed and said, we have the same worldview. We should become friends. That's how they met. That's why they loved each other. That's why they were married. That's why they produced Kids. So she got in front of a concert this week and she got up and did the Baphomet pose. Baphomet is the symbol of Satan. And then she hits, you hit play, you're going to see the dragon engulf the United States. Watch this. This is her concert. And then in her concert, In her concert, she begins to sing about the satanic invasion of the world. She comes in riding a beast.
Who goes to these concerts?
Most, I would say 90% of people under the age of 25 think it's awesome. So this is her. Listen to this. She says, it's hard to hear. I'll read it to you. She says, "The beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And man made God. And man made God in his image. And God embraced man's nature." And she goes on and on. She comes in riding this beast. And her new album is called Book Two. And she also told people to stop referring to time as BC, like before Christ, and AD. She wants people to refer to this as year one. She's telling people at her concerts, you need to refer to this as year one. This is more, again, you'll be able to see, this is what she's doing. I'm just playing this and you can see this is what she's doing. And there's like thousands. Sick person. And she's singing these satanic songs and she's doing it at scale. And she's not apologizing. She did the Shiva pose during the concert, God, the God of destruction. And this is the lady friend who produced kids with Elon Musk. This is who she is. This is what she's all about. And then she starts teasing the idea, can this AI escape? The song that she's playing, it's a satanic chant.
Well, yeah, we can't hear the music, Clay. As you're doing this,
and I'd rather not, probably.
Yeah, as you're doing this, I just keep thinking, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't care what these people are doing. They will have to bow and recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord.
It's all of pop culture. You know, Justin Bieber's there. Yeah. Pat Mahomes, his wife, are there. You know, it's the who's who of who's allowed to be on screens is there to make sure they're getting this the right programming.
Yeah, and they're putting it out there, and I just don't think most people understand that she has no problem openly stating her satanic agenda. So again, you're seeing this, it's coming out at scale. Another example here, Bill Maher was doing an interview, and basically he was trying to point out that pro-lifers are not pro, they're not anti-women's rights, they're anti-murder, but he's in favor of murder, he being Bill Maher.
Like, I can respect the absolutist position. I really can. I scold the left on when they say, oh, you know what? They just hate women. People who aren't pro-life, pro-choice, they don't hate women. They just made that up. They think it's murder. And it kind of is. I'm just okay with that. I mean, there's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry. We won't miss you. That's my position on it.
Thanks for the clarifier. But again, people don't understand this idea. And I'm trying to show people this because we need to understand this idea. Okay. So there's this thing called the Bohemian Grove. I'll put up on my screen here, the Bohemian Grove. And that's where the world's leaders go to every year. They go to this place, Bohemian Grove, and it's where they have an owl. Okay. It's a Bohemian Grove and it has this big owl. And what they do is they sacrifice a baby in front of other people. And they always, if you're on Evil People, whenever they do something nefarious, they always joke about it. So it's not funny, but then they go, ha. So you'll see Kamala Harris does it often. You'll see Bill Maher right there. There's that awkward tension because he just advocated for murdering people. And they go, ha. It's a joke, but it's not a joke. It's it's not funny. So they say that they sacrifice a baby, but they don't actually do it. It's just sort of a joke.
It's just symbolic because it's cool.
Right. So Ronald Reagan and Nixon went to this Bohemian Grove. So you start to talk about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. You know, the Bible tells you what things not to do because people were doing them, you know? So abortion is the sacrificing of babies to Baal. So what's happening, and again, I just want to be very clear, you're seeing these countries, America's admitting, yeah, we're stealing money from Russia. That's our foreign policy. That's our foreign policy tool that's being recommended by our foreign policy tool, which is Johnson. Second, Russia and China, they're teaming up. It's happening. Three, AI, people are shifting their authority to AI. Four, Yuval Noah Harari is coming out in the mainstream now saying, hey, by the way, yeah, his name in Hebrew means father of music, as in the days of Noah shall ascend to the mountaintop, but he's now out in front. Satan is being celebrated. You're seeing it. Mm-hmm. You know, six, you're seeing the pro-death agenda. And someone says, well, how does this all work? What happens is, if we go to timetofreeamerica.com/Alex, with the limited time we have, I'll go 90 miles an hour. What happens is the Bible was written, again, not to scare, but to prepare. The Bible was not written to scare a bunch of people, nor was it written to be a political solution. So what happens is God is trying to shake us and grab our attention. And everybody out there can disagree with me about the timeline. I'm not saying I know the timeline, but God is trying to shake us so that if you haven't read the Bible, you're going to go, you should read the Bible. So let me give you an example. Right. It says in Ezekiel chapter 38, it says that biblical Persia, which is Iran, they are going to attack Israel. Yeah, that's just luck, random luck. Okay. At the same time that biblical Ethiopia will attack. Well, just because they just joined BRICS and are, okay. So Ethiopia just joined BRICS, just so we're clear. Libya, Turkey just announced they're siding with Palestine. So all of these countries are coming together against Israel, as was prophesied, Ezekiel chapter 38. It is happening. And for people out there that say, yeah, but I don't understand why. Well, God laid out the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega and how it's going to happen. He wants everybody, no matter how busy you are, to get in the Bible and read these things, to read it. So you read Amos chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible prophesies that Gaza will have to be destroyed before the return of Christ. I'm not saying that I agree with destroying Gaza, or I don't. I'm just saying, because it's a complicated issue. I stand with God's people. I'm also not a big fan of innocent people being killed, okay? Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4 talks about how Gaza will have to be destroyed. Now, where I want to kind of end this conversation as it relates to these facts is Israel's rolled out a new technology called Lavender. Now, I'm not attacking Israel. I'm telling you that other countries are probably using the same system, okay? So just as an example, I'm an American. I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden. I'm sure there's many people out there who are God-fearing Israelis that are not a big fan of an AI technology that kills people. But the new technology being used by Israel is called Lavender. So again, if you're in the United States, our version of it's called Locust. What? Yeah. So the American version of Lavender is called Locust. So we'll look it up here. So we type in AI. We'll type in Locust, military. Okay. Military. I'm typing it in here. So the United States, our AI-controlled drone system that can find your face and kill you based upon your gait, how you walk, and your face is called Locust, all right? And in the Bible, it tells us that there'll be these locusts that will be programmed to not hurt certain things, okay? So it says here, and then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened the pit. And the smoke arose and out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came unto the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or anything or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Our version of the Lavender is called Locust. Everyone needs to know that, okay? So I promise I'm going to put a bow on this. And so you've got this situation called the Lavender. Lavender is the system created by, let me pull this up real quick. Lavender is the system created by Israel that can identify your face and kill you. That's their AI system.
AI is the first technology in history that can take power away from us. Every previous tool, stone knives, atom bombs, they empowered us. Because a decision about how to use them could only be made by a human being. An atom bomb cannot decide who to bomb. An autonomous weapon system can decide by itself who to bomb. A social media algorithm decides by itself what news to show you or what stories to show
you. This is called the AI Lavender. You can look it up later. Reese Report did a report as well.
Sorry, we are losing power as a species at a very rapid pace.
In 2021, the commander of Israeli intelligence published a book on designing a special machine that would resolve what he described as a human bottleneck for locating and approving targets in war. A recent investigation by Plus 972 magazine and Local Call reveals that the Israeli army has developed an artificial intelligence-based program known as Lavender, which does exactly that. According to six Israeli intelligence officers with firsthand experience, the Lavender AI machine determined who to kill and was obeyed with military discipline.
Okay, so it's called AI Lavender, and here's the little bow on it, okay? So Prince, the famous artist back in the day, he was doing an interview, and during the interview, they said, hey, what's the song Purple Rain about? And he said, it's about the end of the earth, the Prince. And they said, huh? And then they asked the people that live in Geneva, Switzerland, they said, when the CERN turns on, what do you see? And they said, Purple Rain.
Wow. And
of the AI program for Israel is called Lavender. And Lavender equals what color?
Purple.
Purple. So I want people to understand, Prince wrote a song. They said, what's the song about, Prince? And he says, it's about the end of the world. People ask the people of Geneva, when CERN turns on, what happens? CERN, by the way, is the creator of the World Wide Web, right? The creator of the artificial intelligence technology, the quantum technology. And the citizens say, Purple Rain. And people say, what will the world be like if it's controlled by Lavender? And they say, oh, it'll be the Purple Rain, a time where the whole earth is controlled by this technology. So I just want to be really clear that this is what we're facing right now.
What does it do, Clay? Sorry to interrupt you, but what does the technology do? What does the locust, the lavender, what does it do?
It finds your face based upon, you know, you need to scan your face to turn on your phone, to open your phone. It scans your face, and it also tracks your gait, and it tracks your GPS based upon if you have technology under your skin, like a shot. And it finds you, and within a 90% accuracy, it issues an attack like a killer drone to shoot you. And then it just with like, they do it. So they don't really talk to a human anymore. They just go target identified. That's why you're seeing really crazy videos coming out right now from Israel, where it seems to be like harmless people that are being killed. It's because the algorithm has determined that they are the most likely to be a threat. So it takes away the humanity, or AKA it gives over the ultimate authority that we have. And so for our listeners out there that want to get their authority back, we've got three calls to action for you. Three calls to action. Very, very powerful, strong transition. Here we go. One, if you want your money to not be able to be turned off, you guys have a precious metals dealer that you work with. And I'm telling you, folks, this new currency they're rolling out, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, it is a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. It's called the social credit score system. It's already operational in China. They can turn your money off. So if you don't want that to be a reality, you need to go ahead and get out of fiat currency as soon as you can. They put the website there, the Flyover Gold website. I would encourage everyone to schedule a consultation. I think it's urgent to do that while you still have options. Second thing is a lot of people tell me, Clay, I felt coerced to take the shot. I said, why? They said, because I work for a big box corporation, big Fortune 500, big woke company. I felt coerced to take the shot to keep my job. One way you can not feel coerced to take your job is to have your own business. Some people say, well, my business, I wasn't able to keep my business open because I didn't have the financial reserves needed to do it. People say, I want to donate to support President Trump or to support Peter Navarro. They go, but I don't have the financial resources to do it. Well, if you grow your business, that's a great way to do it. So if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, right now we have 67 tickets remaining for that event. That's June 27th and 28th, our in-person business workshop featuring Tim Tebow and a wonderful cast of characters. Again, that's thrivetimeshow.com, June 27th and 28th. We teach marketing, systems and scaling, human resources, accounting, linear workflows, search engine optimization, social media marketing, everything you need to know to start and grow a business. That's thrivetimeshow.com. June 27th and 28th, June 27th and 8th. We just have just under 70 tickets available. That's thrivetimeshow.com. And then my final big call to action, I'm very passionate about this, is Rudy Giuliani heard that your listeners here, the Flyover Nation, had really come to the aid of Peter Navarro, my great friend Peter. Great friend. And by the way, as of this morning, listeners have donated $1.334 million, thus completely paying off the legal bills of Peter Navarro.
$1.33 million.
Man.
They did it. And it took 23. Awesome. It took like almost 25,000 small donations to do it. So great job, everybody. So Rudy, his team reached out to me. So Rudy, we brought him to my office in Tulsa. You guys have been to my office. We brought him to the church, Sheridan Church. So far, we've raised $29,956,000 online with an additional $23,000 of in-person donations at the event we were at there. So if you go to givesendgo.com/Rudy right now, givesendgo.com/Rudy, he's joining the Reawaken America tour for the final stop that we're doing, Detroit, Michigan, June 7th and 8th. So if you want to meet Rudy Giuliani, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Laura Trump, Alina Haba, Jim Brewer, so many great people. All you got to do is go to givesendgo.com/Rudy and donate anything at all. And if you'll text proof of donation to my cell phone number, which is 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, you have a chance to win a backstage pass. And as a housekeeping note, we have just under 450 tickets remaining for Detroit.
Wow.
Michigan. It's going to be a madhouse. It's going to be great. So again, if you want to get those tickets, you just pull up timetofreeamerica.com. That's where you go. You can request tickets there. You can also download the Reawaken America Tour documentary for free there. But again, that website is timetofreeamerica.com. So big calls to action. Schedule a meeting with a precious metals dealer that you can trust. Make sure, if you can't, go to givesendgo.com/Rudy. This is the guy who told us about the Hunter Biden laptop, folks.
Yep.
Folks. And tell people, Clay, if our listeners are unaware, what's going on with Rudy? Are they coming against him, kind of like they did Peter Navarro? What's going on?
Because every single show I watch, I mean, this is interesting. Every show I'm on now gets watched by Newsweek. I don't know if people know that. They watch and they typically take almost an excerpt of many of the shows I'm on. They put it on Newsweek. So I'm saying this very succinctly so the Newsweekers can watch this. Rudy Giuliani is being persecuted in the same manner as President Donald J. Trump for the crime of exposing Joe Biden because he exposed the laptop. And so he has, and I'm not exaggerating, they're saying that he owes hundreds of millions of dollars. And he had to file bankruptcy just to keep his home. So he is in, you know, although he looks like he's 24 years old, he's basically, you know, 80 years old, and he's fighting to be able to pay groceries. So when you go to givesendgo.com/Rudy, what you're doing is you're helping literally feed this guy right now, as he is a very key, important legal asset for the Trump team moving forward. So we really need to support this man as we sprint to the finish. This is givesendgo.com/Rudy. I would look at it like, imagine we're in a war, because we are, it's an information war. And imagine the guy next to you, his canteen's out of water, and you have the capacity to go fill it up for him. You know, and you have the ability to, that's what you're doing with Rudy right now. I mean, this guy's willing to lose every dime he made in order. I mean, he's down to, I mean, I'm telling you, he's spent everything he has in his life. This was once the former mayor of New York, the guy who transformed New York, one of the most celebrated attorneys of all time. And because he refused to disavow that he refused to say that the Hunter Biden laptop was not real. He refused to say that. Therefore, they're coming after him. And so this guy right now, Rudy Giuliani, go to givesendgo.com/Rudy. And I'm telling you, folks, 70 speakers are confirmed. Rudy Giuliani's joining us. Daryl Strawberry is joining us. The Major League Baseball great Daryl Strawberry. He'll join us June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan, just under 500 tickets. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And also, if you want to join the business workshop, it's a two-day life-changing event in Tulsa, Oklahoma, June 27th and 28th. A lot of information there. And again, read 1 Thessalonians 4. Because that's how Jesus tells us how it all ends, and it ends with a win. So you need to read that, okay? Because all this was written not to scare, but to prepare. So read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 at least twice today, okay, folks? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, read it twice and send me a text. Text me, folks, text me that you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, okay? It's a little Bible study. Text me today.
That is awesome. Clay, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all the information you always bring to wake us up, but also giving us the courage to speak up and show up. We really appreciate it.
Purple rain.
Thanks, Clay.
Have a great day.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Never got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
A new world order.
These allegations are false.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The USA Patriot Act.
The blueprint for large corporations.
Once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
Donald Trump confirmed that he is considering a run in 2016.
Do it. I am officially running for President of the United States.
He will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected
President of the United States.
And people are watching these results come in.
You're going to make this decision now. Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States.
The
Does it ever seem to you that President Trump has done more than any president in modern history?
And in the 10 years I've been involved in politics, I've never seen an administration hit the ground running like this.
I could spend the rest of the hour laying out the accomplishments under the Trump presidency despite everything thrown at him.
Mark has just had his 12th straight record close.
Taking action to save as many kids as they can.
We were energy independent under the Trump administration.
More Americans reported being employed than ever.
Helping those who have served our country in the military to get access to mental health care.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the largest single piece of legislation to support our national parks and public lands.
Created more than 7 million good paying jobs.
Websites can be held liable in court for having sex trafficking content.
The Abraham Accords, which for any other president would have been multiple peace prizes.
America did not enter into a foreign war.
Employment rate in the U.S. fell to 3.5%.
The First Step Act eases federal sentencing for nonviolent offenders.
Increased funding for historically black colleges and universities.
Allows terminally ill patients easier access to experimental drugs.
Kept the inflation rate low.
Honored with the Bipartisan Justice Award.
Had a massive MS-13 gang problem. 3.9% is the unemployment rate.
Requiring airports to provide lactation rooms for breastfeeding mothers.
Middle class family income increased nearly $6,000.
A dramatic escalation in his crackdown on illegal immigration.
An advocate for educational choice.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
An act preventing animal cruelty and torture.
Taking out Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, Soleimani, the Iranian general.
Save Our Seas Act, commitment to environmental issues.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Community development in low-income urban and rural communities.
Help us to remember the importance of fighting off tyranny.
Pulling out of UNESCO, the World Health Organization, the Paris Climate Accords, reassessing NATO and the United Nations.
Stood up for Christianity and the Constitution more than any president in American modern history.
We are stopping the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
Me yet.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Angel, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives! 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry!
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo de la Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right.
$250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price, so there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left, like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We wanted to meet these speakers as well, so we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to ThriveTimeShow.com to get your tickets. Time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Yay!
How's it going?
Great. Thanks again for joining us today, man. With everything going on in our country, everybody wants to know what is going on with the economy, and you are the man with the answers.
Well, it's an election year, and so everyone's going to be lying about things.
Yeah. Right? True.
More so than normal.
Yes.
Yeah, more so than normal. But here's where, if we look at what happened during the Trump presidency, what happened during the Biden presidency, it is so opposite, right? But it's the difference in ideology, in my opinion. You've got Trump, who's a nationalist. He cares, which means it's not a negative term. It means he cares about his country more than the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Biden is a globalist, cares more about the rest of the world than he does his own country, right? I mean, so I think true. It kind of boils down to that. So when you have that philosophy as the backdrop, it's going to affect your decisions, like you're exporting jobs or to other countries, and you're printing money and trying to get people to purchase. But purchase what? Other countries' stuff, right? And so because Trump wanted to make America great again. How do you do that? Bring jobs back to America. How do you do that? Bring manufacturing back to America, right? Biden's doing the opposite. So every decision that these politicians make has implications, right? So let's look at some of them, because I just want to show how Bidenomics actually stinks and what this is doing and how this impacts the markets, right? Because when the economy stinks and you have inflation that's going up, taxes that are going up, cost of borrowing with rising interest rates going up, people are going to spend less. The stock market is a function of revenues. And there's two ways to get revenues. Number one, stimulus money. Okay, sadly, stimulus money is going to be drying up because the BRICS nations took away our petrodollar. Now we're going to have to print our way out of everything. And number two, revenue for companies comes from people spending. Right. So stimulus money or us spending. Either way, it's an injection of capital into companies. But we're not spending. We're tapped out as a nation. We're living hand to mouth with rising prices, rising interest rates, rising taxes, lowering wages and higher unemployment. It's like, wow, that is a recipe for disaster. But
no kidding.
That's the effects of Bidenomics. So let's look at a few different things here. Let's look at gas prices.
Yeah. It's
these
back
charts
these days.
Are really nice,
I drive
by
a
the
Ford
way.
Truck, man. Every time I fill up, it's $100. It's a $100 bill every time you fill up.
Well, it's same for my truck. It's just a little bit more. Sad thing is I have to fill up mine more than yours because it only gets 8 to 9 miles per gallon. But it's a big truck.
But people feel these things. They can hear, oh, the economy's better than ever. You know, my uncle was eaten by cannibals and the economy is doing incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, sound
you can
bites.
Lie all you want.
But when they're actually paying for things, you know, people notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do notice. Yeah, they notice these things. This is why Bill Clinton said it's the economy, stupid, right? It's like people will vote based on their wallet a lot of times. And that's why these numbers that we're looking at are important. So during Trump, his 4 years, right? Average gasoline price was $2.42. Under Biden, it's $3.54. That's up 46%.
Wow.
Don't tell me inflation's 3.2, right?
Yep.
Gas is up 46.
That's ridiculous. One,
real wages. So prices are going up, but wages are coming down, right? So under Biden, you know, you look at these wages, and what are those numbers on the left? They're the each quarter since he's been president. And what is the number on the right? That is the actually earnings that people made during that quarter where they come down. So people's average salary or average earnings came down between $300 and $400 per quarter.
Wow.
President. So you add up all those quarters, right? What are we in? 13 of them now since he's been president, something like that. People losing $400 a quarter for 13 quarters straight. That's a lot of annual income.
No doubt about it.
Right. So that's a sign of a shrinking economy where people, not only do they have less earnings, prices are going up. And so they can't afford to spend.
Right.
Now, this is a big one. Let's look at interest mortgage rates, right? Because that's one of people's biggest expenses is their house, right? So, so mortgage rates, when Trump became president, the average mortgage rate on a 30-year mortgage was 4.1%. By the time he was done, it was 2.8%. So mortgage rates came down 32% while he was president. Biden, on the other hand, well, 2.8% when he started, because that's where Trump ended, but now 6.8%. They're up 146%.
Wow.
And he's not even done yet, right? But why did it go up 146%? Because you use rising interest rates to slow down inflation, because he is creating a ton of inflation by printing money like there's no tomorrow. Which brings us to the next stupid Bidenomics plan, right? Which is, so mortgage rates going through the roof. What are savings rates, right? People... People aren't saving as much. From during Trump's years, savings went up 129%. During Biden's years, down 72%. Because they can't afford it, they're digging into their savings month after month after month, trying to make ends meet. Is that signs of a strong economy or a sluggish one?
Definitely sluggish, no doubt about it.
So then, what's that, David?
Just holy cow.
It's blown away.
I mean, hope is so important, you know, and when you remove hope from the population and, you know, the news cycles, all these things are bad. But when you're worse, when you're, you've used your savings just to pay the bills, you know, it becomes a very hopeless, you know, emotion in the country, because you're going, you know, you're going backwards.
And they can lie all they want. They can say everything that they want, but people know. People know what they're spending. They know what it used to feel like, what it feels like now. You can't lie your way out of this.
Yeah, you absolutely can't. Now, this next chart that came from MRC's research, I don't really like this chart, because the way that the government measures inflation and prices are just totally wrong. Right. Consumer price index. This is what I did my first dissertation on. They substitute things in and out. So this one's kind of meaningless. But what it points to is prices went up slower with Trump than they did with Biden. I mean, really, Biden's prices are going up three times faster. So the three times faster is an accurate number. The number that they're reporting is consumer price index, which is wrong. Right. It's totally understated. But the next one, also understated. But what it shows is average monthly inflation under Trump is 1.9%. Under Biden, it's 5.5%.
Again, that's monthly.
So this is consumer price index, which is understated on purpose since the Clinton years. So my research that I did my dissertation on showed that we should be at probably unofficially 12 to 15% inflation right now. If you compare apples to apples of where it was in the 1980s when they actually measured inflation appropriately, right? Which is why Reagan had to jack up interest rates to 18% to slow down inflation that was 14.3%. So understated, but what this shows is what? That almost 2.5 times greater inflation under Biden than under Trump. But the numbers are off. The numbers should be 12 to 15%, which would make Trump's inflation truly like more in the 5% range, right? So these numbers have been validated last week. One of the Council of Economic Advisors economist under Obama said, you know what? Inflation is like over 18.1% under Biden. It's like, okay, somebody from their own side is actually telling the truth about inflation. And then Larry Fink at BlackRock says true inflation is more like 10 to 12%. So those numbers are in the ballpark I've been talking about for a long time, mm-hmm. right? Not these bogus government numbers, but really we've got persisting inflation. The bottom line is under Biden, about 2.5 times greater than Trump. Prices going up 3 times greater than Trump. Savings rates, I mean, totally down. Mm-hmm. Biden down 72%, Trump up 129%. Mortgage rates up 146% under Biden, where they were minus 32% with Trump. You look at all these numbers and it's like, how could anybody vote for Biden?
Right.
When Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets. Well, I don't know. You've got all kinds of electoral issues and things of that nature. But what I think we're going to see is this is going to kind of spin ugly as soon as the stock market starts crumbling down. And the election could be very, very good for freedom loving people because the economy is so bad. This is where Trump got a bad rap a few weeks ago when he said that he wants the economy to fail before the election. That was not the intent of that saying. He's saying this is my paraphrase. The economy is going to fail, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'd rather it be done before I get in rather than after, because if it happens after, I'm getting blamed for it, right? Even though he had nothing to do with it.
Right.
So the point is the economy is going to fail. These numbers are proving that it's going to fail. And Trump has shown under his tenure as president that he can grow the economy. That's what this country needs. And boy, these numbers are pretty drastic. It's no wonder you and I keep talking about how the stock market is overvalued. It's going to keep coming down. This is why gold and silver are persisting, because the inflationary pressures are there. And most of America is feeling the pinch, the hurt of not being able to make ends meet. And that brings financial stress, relationship trouble, health issues. Mm-hmm. It's like our goal is to take this holistic approach to investing, be in the right place at the right time, educate you as to why we're doing what we're doing so that financial anxiety can melt away over time.
So good.
Can I ask you a question? It takes more dollars to get anything. Like, I don't know, we've had this cup 3 years, but you know, however many dollars it took to get this cup, you know, it would take more dollars mm-hmm. today. And so, mm-hmm. you know, if say we were investing in this as a store of wealth, it would take more dollars to get it today than it did 3 years ago. How much of it, you know, we use this term like gold is going up, silver is going up. Are they going up, or is it just it takes more dollars to get them? It takes more dollars to pay for, you know, everything today. So the dollar itself is going like this, is its purchasing power on anything, whether it's this ceramic mug or mm-hmm. this microphone or this watch or any whatever it is, everything, it takes more dollars to get it. So by having something that is a solid value and doesn't depreciate, is it just as this dollar continues to slide at an increasing rate, is that what makes gold and silver such a good place to be? And is it that they're going up, or is it just that the dollar's going down?
It's actually both. If you look at like how many ounces of gold did it take to buy a house in 1929, you know, when the Federal Reserve, right mm-hmm. before the Federal Reserve Act, it was about 129 ounces. Okay. I'm sorry, 248 ounces. Today it's like 129. It's like, whoa. So yes, it takes fewer ounces of gold to actually buy a house now, which tells us that gold is actually doing better, so is silver, than just being a one-to-one. You know, as prices go up and gold is going up at the same rate, so it's a hedge.
Right.
Gold is actually going up faster than the prices are going up. So it actually is one of those, well, this is actually really great. not only are you protecting, but you're actually growing. So it's some of both, David.
So it's almost would have been half on the gold. So it was 248 ounces, you said, and now it's like 120 some.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So it really is a lot more dollars,
a lot less gold.
Yes.
So you know that. So that's the trend. I want to also dispel one of the thing. With a conversation with a friend who was like, man, I've always wanted to get into gold and silver. It seems like a great investment, but I want to keep my money more liquid. And I'm like, I think that's a perception people have. When you have gold or silver, we were obviously all silver, at a depository, like it's about 48 hours and you have it back in your hands and you can do whatever you want with. It's not like, you know, liquidating a piece of property or anything else.
That you're having to sell yourself, because that's a relationship we have with Dr. Kirk.
I don't have to go find a buyer. I just like, bam, make a phone call. Yeah. In 48 hours, that money is in my account. Done without any effort.
With us, it is, because we do bullion.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with us as a firm. It has to do with what kind of gold and silver are you buying. Bullion being a manufacturing metal, it's always in demand for Sony, Samsung, LG, different countries, right? If you buy a rare coin, like, okay, I love Trump, but like a Trump coin, for example, sure, or something old that was minted in the 1920s, it's not something that the depositories want or need for manufacturing. So you're going to have to sales guy call and say, hey, have I got a deal for you? We've got this excess inventory. And let's say that you were trying to sell that to your dealer because you wanted money. They can't give you money unless they sell it to somebody else. So there's not a built-in market for rare coins, old coins, what we call in the industry semi-numismatic coins. They're not 100% liquid unless the dealer you're working with that sold you those things can get rid of them, mm-hmm, right? So what if that company goes out of business and they were the only firm marketing some kind of a rare coin? It's like, well, crud. It's like, I don't know if I can get rid of it. You can always get rid of it, but you'd have to sell it to the depository and they're just going to melt it, right? Yeah. So you're going to get like less than bullion prices because you're going to get less
spot
price. So this is why it is so, so, so important that when you're allocating into gold and silver that you simply just do bullion, because there's always a market for it. I don't have to make a market for it. It's already there. I just make a phone call.
You're not selling it like a collector baseball card or something like that. You got to create a market for it. So I love that. It makes a difference where you acquire your gold and silver when it comes time to get back out. Especially, there's no commission when we sell. It's all wins, and we get to keep all those gains.
And it's a relationship that you have with Dr. Kirk. It's not a one-time purchase. So when you go to Flyover Gold, it's a place you can fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Get all your questions answered, find out what your options are, or you can also call 720-605-3900 to set up that free consultation. Again, it's 720-605-3900. Or go to flyovergold.com. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive!
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER.
All right, FLYOVER family. My name is Avery Whited. I'm the daughter of David and Stacy. I'm just moving in, so I had to get an order for my pillow and get the things that I needed. So let's look inside. I got some My Pillow towels, kitchen towels. I got some of their Giza sheets. Now, I've never actually been able to use them, but I've heard amazing things from my parents about them. And last but not least, something for Charlie. Hey, dog bed. All right, Charlie, let's go put this in the dryer and flip it up for you. Come on, buddy. Nice and warm and fluffy. Perfect for my little guy. Come here, Charlie. All right, if you want to get your own products, go to mypillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER to save up to 66% off.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacy Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.